Welcome to Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. My name is Malia.
This is Jose.
And we are excited to talk to you today about the Book of Mormon.
Episode 8, Happiness is Found in Living the Gospel. So how do we define happiness? Let's see what Nephi says. In 2 Nephi 5:27, and it came to pass that we lived after the manner of happiness. Why would Nephi describe him being happy? Well, I think it has a lot to do with who he was around with. He was around his family, of course. And what makes me happy? Well, what makes me happy is my own family. My wife, my 5 children, they are very precious to me. And I know that I can easily get in a position where I can take that for granted. And I know that when I do take that for granted, then that's where I am unhappy. And so happiness is, for me, being around them, being able to enjoy them, being able to do things with them. And that's part of the things that we have to do in this life, is what types of relationships can we build with our own family. Now, I have a speech that was given by Marlon K. Jensen, and it's titled Living After the Manner of Happiness. And he gave this at a devotional at BYU. And one of the things that he talks about here is that some of the truths that we know that are unchanging, eternal, and timeless, that bring happiness to our lives, right, have to do with who we are around with. And one of the things that he discusses here is specifically as follows. He says, quote, "For that reason, several years ago, a Book of Mormon passage caught my attention. It's in the first part of the Book of Mormon, the part our family specializes in, and concerns the period of time just after Nephi separated from Laman and Lemuel and departed into the wilderness. There, Nephi established a society founded on gospel truths. Of that society in 2 Nephi 5:27, he says, and we already read that, and it came to pass that we lived after the manner of happiness. To paraphrase the prophet Joseph, never did any passage of scripture come with more power to the heart of man than this did at this time to mine. I pondered what it could mean to live after the manner of happiness. I knew it had to be related to the gospel and God's plan for our lives. In fact, sometimes his prophets call that plan the plan of happiness. I remember, too, that Joseph Smith said that happiness is the object and design of our existence. I wonder, though, what the individual elements of a truly happy society and life might be, and I began to search Nephi's writings for clues. I wish to share with you today my tentative findings." Well, for me, family definitely is very important, and also the gospel and the joy that it brings because of the teachings that we receive, that Jesus is the Christ, he is our Redeemer, that we don't have to be alone in this life, even though many times it feels like we are. Even if you do have a family or you don't have a family, just having that feeling of loneliness is not what our Heavenly Father intended. That's why our Savior Jesus Christ is there to lift us up. What are your thoughts, Malia?
Yeah, I agree. Well, that reminds me of the scripture that says weakness was never happiness. And happiness is found in living the gospel, we know, as Jose just talked about. And I just encourage everybody to figure out what makes you happy and then be in that place. If your family makes you happy, then go there. And if your family doesn't make you happy, figure out what needs to change in your home so that peace and happiness can be there. Because I know that's a struggle. Trust me, we know. We've got 5 kids and that's not always easy to find that happiness. And so I would encourage you to look for happiness in the gospel of Jesus Christ and you will find it.
Now, discuss with your family, what do you learn that can help you build a life of happiness as the people of Nephi did?
And that's it for today's episode of Come Follow Me Daily in 5 minutes or less. If you've liked this episode and think someone else would too, we would love for you to share it.